Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the next episode of Note to Self. Right, so this morning we're going to go ahead and jump right in. You know how we do. Note to Self is where I do my devotion, I come back, we talk about it, right? And so, good morning, y'all. Get ready. Here we go. So this morning, we're going to start out with Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper for the thing which I sent it. Now the prayer that I spoke afterwards is me asking God, God, speak now, have your way with me. Feed me with knowledge. Have your way with me. Enlighten me. But remember that I ask for neither a cross nor contention in this journey. Y'all know what I mean by that. I'm not asking God to make this journey extra hard. I'm just asking for me to gain knowledge in a way that I can understand that it came from God. I also have to understand that asking God to enlighten me and feed me with knowledge, when you don't fit a certain mold, and I don't, and you speak things like this into existence, you are custom fitted regardless. And I want y'all to remember something. God does not call you because you are qualified. He qualifies those after he called them. Custom fitted. Okay, so I have to tell y'all that how my messages start out is not normally how they wind up somewhere in there. I don't know if my ADD kicks in a little bit. Whatever it is, God normally turns the message. So when that happens, y'all, I just need y'all to stay with me, bear with me, follow me, y'all. I promise it's gonna come back around. All right, I promise. All right. Okay, so if you've been listening to Coffee with Auntie at all, you have heard me say that words have power. You speak things into existence into your life. I have always said that. But on the other end of that spectrum, y'all, words don't have power until we step into what is said. So by that, I mean, it's not what somebody calls you, it's what you answer to. Words create shape. You understand? So when you speak things into existence and you step into what is said, you create the shape from those words. Okay? Now let me put something out there. The same way that you have the ability to speak power into your lives and to speak things into existence, other people have the same ability. And sometimes you have to break out of the mold that others have spoken for you. Does that make sense? Like, you have to break out of the mold that other people have created because they have spoken these words over your life. You now have to reject these things and rebuke these things and understand that you don't want to be shaped into something that somebody else molded you into because of what they spoke over your life. Now it's time for you to speak things into your existence, and the things that you speak into your existence have to be with power. You have to speak the positive things with power over your own life. Remember that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Turn up the positivity in your life. Rebuke and reject anything that is not meant to build you, create you, help you, none of that. Make sure that everything that you stand on in your life is the words that you have spoken into your life that create positivity. When you start to break out of the mold that is created for you and you start to create a new mold based on the positive things that you are speaking into your life, that is when you become custom fitted. And let me tell y'all, that's okay. We are not meant to be what other people have spoken over us. So sometimes you're going to be the first in your family to think like this. Sometimes you're going to be the first in your family to move like this. That's okay. That simply means that you are custom fitted. You are right where you are supposed to be. You are created to fit a custom vision, not to fit into a mold that everybody else has created for you. Okay, so when we're becoming custom fitted, growth is going to happen, right? It's going to happen to us whether we want it to or not. But the best part of becoming custom fitted is that you grow with your growth, if you understand what I'm saying. Growth doesn't just happen to you. You understand that it's a process and you're willing to grow along that process. And during that process, you're going to get stretched. And you're going to have to fit into the shape that you are becoming. So it's okay if your style becomes a little different, if your journey starts to look a little different. Understanding that everything that is happening along the way is shaping you into becoming who you are within this custom fit. And so your strengths all come from where you have been and the things that you have endured, your lessons, your blessings, all these things have shaped who you have become at this point when you are custom fitted. So you know how when you want to begin a career, right? You go to college, you learn specific skills, but you put in time and you put in effort. The same thing applies to your life right now. You have to put in time and you have to put in effort. So when you are being stretched to become this custom fit, put in the time and put in the effort to really learn you. If you start a new hobby, you're going to put in time. You're going to put in effort. If you start a new relationship, you put in time. You put in effort. Put that same time, that same effort, that same energy, put it right back into you. Because what we don't realize is that the time and the effort that we put in to who we become also creates a space for us to learn how to adapt and how to increase our growth. So as we are growing and we put in this time and we put in this effort and we start adapting, right? There's a learning curve that is created because you are putting in time and you are putting in effort, just like anything else you want to become good at. Now, this next part, this way it's going to get a little difficult for some people because you cannot worry about how anybody judges your transition, right? And sometimes we need approval. We just need to know that it's right, that we're moving in the right direction, right? But sometimes you're not going to get that because other people are not going to see your growth and they're not going to understand where you are. So you cannot worry about how anybody judges your transition. You have to reject anything that takes you off your game and tilts you. You have to reject any of that. Send any of that back that's not meant for you. Rebuke it, right? Because you have to remember that God creates you so you can create that lane. This is your lane. You are in it, and nobody is going to run it like you are. So God created you so you can create this lane. So who is the person that can tell the child of God, the child that God created, which way they're supposed to go? I don't know one single man that has that ability. Do y'all know any man? Because that's where I'm at this point. There's not one single man who can tell me which way God created me to go. Right? You have to bloom where you are planted. You have to grow where you are planted. And sometimes your seed is not going to look like everybody else's plant in that row. And that's okay. You still have to bloom where you are planted, no matter what. So you still have to grow, and you still have to create that custom fit. And remember that God will multiply all that you are doing. It's not about man. So you don't need a million people to understand this fit. You don't need a million people to understand this growth. All you have to do is continue to grow. God created us to do great things. And our prayers will be the breakthrough to those things. Remember that. We got to keep pushing. And whatever God says is where we fall into alignment. And sometimes that alignment looks like something a little different. It sounds like something a little different, but it's meant to reach a specific kind of people. So it's custom fitted for those people. That's why you are a custom fit. So now that we know that we're custom fitted, we're created for a specific thing, right? I'm going to just throw this up here. John 2:4, whatever you say, we are going to fall into alignment. You are created for this specific thing. So at this point, you fall into alignment. You know where you're supposed to go at this point. Sometimes you can even get pulled back while being in alignment. You'll get held back sometimes from things that are not good for you. You have to know the difference between being held back from something that ain't meant for you and being pulled back for something that you're not ready for, so that you can start to create and be more of that custom fit that's needed for you to grow in that position that you were pulled back from. You weren't held back, you were simply pulled back because there was more growth that was needed, and that pullback was not meant to hold you back, right? And I'm going to remind y'all of something. Y'all remember that Jesus was gifted, right? But people didn't know who he was. Like, he wasn't seen. He was anointed and he was powerful, but God had to like pull him back for a minute. Like, wait a minute, I need you to come back for a second, because the world ain't ready for you. Not because you ain't ready for the world. Let me tell you again, it's because the world, baby, ain't ready for you. See, the gift that you have is so awesome and it's so unique and it's so wonderful. Sometimes I have to create a custom fit for it. And that takes a little bit longer than other people realize. And I create this custom fit because you have to meet people where they are. That custom fit is for those people. But along the way, right, the whole time that you're being blessed with this knowledge and you're being molded and you're being shaped into this custom fit. You have to move like you know that your hour is coming, baby, because it's coming. You understand? And that's where speaking things into existence and moving like you already in that position, that's where that starts to take shape. And that's where you start to already put yourself in a position to receive the blessing that's coming, right? Because understand that God is always the final decision maker. He can change the story at any time. And even though he changed the story, I can always remember that the vision remains the same, right? And sometimes God will remind you that you are protected even in the midst of storms. Let me tell y'all, I go to work every day with a good heart. But there are some people that I work with and my spirit just don't sit right with these people. And it's because these people are negative all the time. And so I have a team of people now that just simply refuse to work with this person because they are negative all the time. It was like me just being who I was, the custom fit that I was. I walked into this environment and I now have a team that's so loyal and so amazing simply because my custom fit there. Sometimes God will place us in places and we don't understand why. And then that custom fit starts to shine through because I'm an introvert, y'all. So believe it or not. So when I first started working there, one of the first things I heard was I didn't really interact with the team, and they were right. And so I just kind of started interacting, and one thing I do is I make sure I pray every morning, God, just let your light shine. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just be what God's love is about, because y'all have to understand that I work with people every day, and so I have to be as helpful and understanding to these people that I work with. And sometimes I have to be that to the people that I work with, not the patients, the grown-ups, the individuals that are there to help other people. And sometimes their custom fit just doesn't work with mine. And that's okay, because I'm custom fitted for a whole specific kind of people. And so I had to understand that what I do ain't for everybody. I'm not for everybody. And that's okay. I'm custom fitted, and so are you. You have a specific direction. It's time for you to start praying and understanding your direction so that you can grow into your custom fit. That was my note to self. So for some of y'all, that may be a note to self too, but that was the understanding that I had to come through, and that God will remind us that we are protected, because even though I work in this environment every day, I had a dream last night, y'all, that I got fired. And on the day that I got fired, I came home to a reminder that I had an interview the next day. And I remember the beginning of the dream, I was trying to figure out how many hours I had so that I could go to this interview for this better job. Sometimes things are just for you. Sometimes you are just custom fitted for those things. And when you're not, God will remove other things, but you'll still be protected. And you'll understand how God moves in your life, because he's going to give you direction. Like, confusion does not come from God. So understand that when something like that happens, that God is already watching over you. He already has something better lined up, and that something better is designed to fit your custom fit, because you're for a specific kind. And that's okay. So even in the midst of storms, God has a way of reminding us that our custom fit is just right, because I'm going to take y'all back to Jesus at this point. Remember, he was the Son of God, right? He was out here performing miracles, y'all. He was changing lives. And people still persecuted him for his work. Somebody will always be unhappy with your custom fit. But your custom fit is just what it is. It's not for everybody. It's for something specific. So we pray, God, please let us always hear what we need to hear. Please let us always see what we need to see so that our custom fit can grow with us. We can grow with it. Allow us to see what you're showing us. I know that God created me so that I can meet people where they are. God did not give me this mouth so that I can sugarcoat things. That's not who I am. Y'all, we have already come to that understanding, right? If you know me, you know that. But I had to start praying about, God, please allow me to release the sound that you created down inside of me to reach who I'm supposed to reach. Does that make sense? Like, I understand that this mouth, this attitude, this personality, this everything is custom fitted, right? I get that. I get that I'm supposed to reach a certain specific kind of people. But at the end of the day, I still have to pray that God creates a custom fit so that I can reach those people to the best of my ability, exhibiting God's love, not Mashonda's personality. Y'all following me? So, knowing that, I'm praying, God, let me release the sound that you created down inside of me so that I can reach everybody that I'm custom fitted to reach. This is just my beginning. So, now that we know that we are custom fitted, and we know that we are custom fitted for a specific kind of something, and that you have to be able to meet that something where it is, and that's why you are created the way you are created, because nobody can do it like you, right? And it's okay if you are the first in your family to move like this, to think like this, to talk like this, because this is your custom fit. So you know that all your battles create your knowledge. Your heart is created from your level of expertise. You know how it feels to get God's love, and so you know how to give it back. Your hurt is your level of understanding. There have been trials and tribulations in your life. You know how you got past them. There is somebody that needs to hear that message. This message is to remind somebody that you are in this world, but you are not of this world. Baby, God doesn't want to change your past. Your past is exactly what it is. Because God needed you to use your past and your struggles to reach out and to teach. Meet them where they are. Love them where they are. Show them that understanding can go further than anything. You are not their version of saved and sanctified. Baby, I certainly am not. I am not anybody's version of saved and sanctified. I'm simply just a woman who is prayerful, baby, and I take the time to sit back and listen. I have to talk to God. I have to get a good understanding. I have to make sure that my mind is clear to receive the message. And the way I deliver the message that's given to me is going to be unique to me. So if it's meant to reach a specific kind of people, then I am made the way that God needed me to be made. I'm in the perfect package to deliver the exact message where I meet them, and I have to meet them where they are. And so it's okay if we don't look like what other people say we're supposed to look like. It's okay if we don't sound like what other people say we're supposed to sound like. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you exactly who you are because there is a specific something or someone that is your journey, your custom fit. You are made to create that lane or to change that lane. This is your lane. Run it to the best of your ability. So, know that we will not always touch people that God already touching. You may be created to touch people that don't know God yet or don't know God's love like you know it, because maybe they haven't seen it yet. It's a whole population of people who don't understand because they don't look like what they're told they're supposed to look like. They don't sound like what they're supposed to sound like. But at the end of the day, didn't God say, come as you are? So, with that being said, I will reach who I can because only I understand. And Father God, I ask that you continue to move through me. I ask that you continue to teach me, show me, guide me. Psalms 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. So, I love y'all, and that was my message for today. Again, it didn't come around the way I exactly expected it to, but that's okay. That's all right. Sometimes we have to speak it how it comes to us. So, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. I can't wait to talk to y'all next week, because who knows what next week's message is going to be about. I don't even know yet. I love y'all, and thank you, Father, for everybody who this message reaches.